modern approach to delivering lines, as you know, like the method.
Well, the method the method Stanislavski is fine, but that's regarded by the young and television as old hat, alas.
Is it?
Oh, yes. Because the worst of it is, you see, for television, they're not taught to relish lines and relish the words and project, because we have to do it terribly intimately, as you know, it has to be. And so it's all made colloquial. And when they get on the stage, it was typical of Thorndike when once they did Hamlet. The oldies were fine. Gertrude and Claudius were old, fine old actors. The Hamlet and the youngsters, you could hardly hear them because they hadn't been trained.
To project.
Yeah. And it's not only to project, but it's what Clifford says. You see, Shakespeare didn't know when he wrote line one what line six was going to be. So you don't recite a set piece. You tune in to your author's mind and you give voice to his ideas. But you don't sit back and recite them. That's the point. Mm. But you have exercises for voice production and, you know, like you do scales and all the rest of it, and you learn projection, breathing and all the rest of it, like a singer. But when you come to interpret a role, then you don't do it like the set piece you had to do. You express with great, you know, inner understanding, having studied it, hopefully, what the poet wants to say. And that's what they never seem to realise.
I'd like to talk, Elsie, about open-air productions. Do you actually enjoy putting something on in the open air, or has it got huge drawbacks?
Oh, yes, I enjoyed enormously, but my goodness, the price you have to pay, but then you have to suffer for everything that you enjoy, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, the discomfort of rain, midges and all that, but you take all that in your stride. But the main difference for the actors is size, if you like. Your gestures must be larger, simpler. Your voice must be projected more, although the amplification is splendid. You need to do everything, relish everything, give yourself time. You're handling something magical. But and not to have a special voice or a special approach, but a special love, if you like. It's got to be done with understanding, love and enjoyment, relish.
Do you think it's necessary for an actor to go to RADA?
I think it's useful and really to go to there's Lambda, there are others, Central School, because they do get an opportunity to learn how to move and how to project, and also act in various styles, for each play has a different style, like music, you know. And whereas if they're just, they go straight into rep and get one good part, you know, it may suit them, and then the next time it may not suit them, and they don't quite know how to cope. No, I think ideally it's good to go, as you would for any profession, a musician or whatever, and they take it seriously.